Sydney has been identified as the preferred site for a maintenance port for the Coast Guard's future polar icebreakers. Dozens of Coast Guard officials, cadets, and elected officials welcomed Cape Breton Canso Mike Calloway's announcement at the Academy in Westmount last week.
It is a real great pleasure to see all of you here this morning here in Sydney, home of the Canadian Coast Guard Academy. And I can't think of a better way to start 2026 than making an announcement on behalf of my colleague, the Honourable David McGuinty, Minister of Defence and Minister responsible for the Canadian Coast Guard. Now, as some of you know, the announcement has been in the works for some time. In some ways, it's the worst-kept secret here in Sydney, but yet one of the most exciting to come to the CBRM. It's a project that will have tremendous benefit to the CBRM, our region, our country, for decades to come. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, I'm very pleased, actually very excited as well, to announce that Sydney, Nova Scotia is the preferred location to build a future maintenance port for the Canadian Coast Guard, Coast Guard's new polar icebreakers. Yeah, I'm going to clap too, by the way. Now, once it's designed and built, the state-of-the-art infrastructure will serve as a vital deep-water port to support the year-round operation of the Coast Guard's largest and most capable Arctic-ready ships. Sydney, folks, is the logical choice for this port. First, it's located on one of the shortest routes to the Arctic from eastern Canada up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence. It's home to the Canadian Coast Guard Academy, offering rich opportunities for future generations of mariners, and Sydney offers unique possibilities for the Coast Guard and the Royal Canadian Navy to strengthen collaboration as well. The CBRM is also home to the established marine industry here and supply chains that can both support and benefit a new port. In fact, this new port is another step forward in expanding our maritime capabilities here on the East Coast, creating jobs and economic opportunities for Cape Bretoners. No matter where you are here in Cape Breton, and supporting jobs for the rest of the country.
A parcel of land near the Academy belonging to Member 2 could be where they'll break ground for the infrastructure. Here's Chief Terry Paul.
They see the location as a prime location, as a very key location, strategic location, especially what's going on in today's world and with the sovereignty that we need to make sure that we have, Canada has, in the Arctic. And we want to be part of that.
Mayor Cecil Clark says Sydney is a wise choice out of anywhere in Canada.
I just believe we have the availability of land. We have the presence of the Coast Guard Academy. We have the training capacity. And we have the available local capacity to support this, where other ports might have constraints. We're unconstrained at this time. And I look forward to the future day when people say there's no room in Sydney Harbour, but because of all this growth. But this also opens up that broader discussion. And if you couple this type of announcement with the offshore energy play for renewables that the federal and provincial governments and now the regulator, this process for pre-qualification closes today. These are all exciting processes because it means more development of our port and our community. So Sydney Harbour's future looks very bright, and now we set to the task of doing more work and planning. And again, it's an exciting day for our community and one that I've just been very happy to be part of.
Clark said a Coast Guard maintenance port could be a catalyst for a commercial rail line between Point Tupper and Sydney. The icebreakers could be delivered by 2030. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.